I think we're blessed to have great leadership here. We're thankful for the work that our elders do in overseeing our work here. And they have done a great job of putting together things for our budget. Thank you for letting us see what you are thinking about, for sharing your plans with us as a congregation. Thank you for sharing your plans for worship. We have a great blessing in now fulfilling those kinds of things. I want to say, as I think about the benefits of giving, I want to say that in my marriage and the family class, I always start by telling the students in the class, I want to tell these young people over here especially, how you feel about you is as important in relationships that you're trying to develop. Some of you are thinking about dating. Some of you are dreaming about it. Some of you may actually be doing a little of that. But how you feel about you is equally important in your relationship with the person you want to be in a relationship with. The same thing is true. I teach college students that. It's true. The same thing is true in those of us that have been married for a long, long time. How you feel about you is so significant in relationships. And so this morning, I want you to think about the benefits that all of us can gain by sharing in helping fulfill the budget requirements that our elders have placed before us, the worship plans that our elders have placed before us. We need to be the ones who make that happen and who make that work. And in the next few minutes, I just want to, by sharing benefits, I want you to think about how much better you can feel about yourself if you participate in your relationship with God in the right way. As you think about the relationship with God, giving is going to make you more like God. God loved the world so much He gave His only begotten Son. Giving is going to draw you closer to God, because wherever your treasure is, if it's in the money you have in the bank, if it's in possessions that you can have, that's where your heart is going to be, and you're going to be close to whatever it is that you love. Giving and sharing with the Lord, sharing with other people, will draw you closer to God. Giving is going to help you in this way. It's going to give you victory over materialism. If you would just pay attention to that first verse, verse 17, it says, command those who are rich in this present age, and that's us. That is us. We have a lot. God has blessed us. If we would share our resources in the right way, many great things will happen in this world in terms of taking care of the needs that we have presented today. But many people can be fed. Many people can be taught the gospel. We need to be thinking about the wealth that we have and sharing that, because we must not trust in uncertain riches. We can have a victory over materialism. And if you feel spiritual and you behave in a spiritual way, and giving is one of those spiritual things that God gives us to do, you're going to feel much better. Giving is going to strengthen your faith. Go back and read Malachi 3 and verse 10. You give to the Lord and test Him. Test Him. See if you trust Him enough, you put enough faith in Him, that you will give in great measure. Because remember, Luke 6:38 says, the measure that you use a thimble, you're probably going to get a thimble in return. You use a big scoop, you're going to get a big scoop in return. That's God's message in a figurative way. When we start thinking about that, trust in God and see if He won't do what He says He will do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He is ultimately going to guard your path. But look at that last statement. He is going to bless you with the first fruits of your increase. God is promising us that He will bless us. Do you believe it? You can increase your faith by giving. You can invest in eternity. When we do good, when we share what we have, it's not just giving so that we can buy a book to hand to somebody in a class. It's not just paying somebody to come stand in this pulpit. It is an investment in eternity. Let them do good, this passage in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 18. Why? Because they need to be rich in good works, ready to give, ready to share, because it is going to be an investment in eternal life. Now, I like being happy. God promises us that the benefit of blessedness, a really serious happiness is going to be ours if we do what God says that we ought to do. And when I think about giving, giving blesses me in return. There are many ways in which we're blessed, many ways in which we ought to give. I'm thinking about one of our basketball players, Matt Moody, whose sister, 15 years old, I think, a freshman in high school, struggled with cancer for about 9 months. She passed away. Her funeral was yesterday. We have a family. Some of you are struggling with the same issues. We have a family struggling with grief. We have families in this room struggling with serious illness. We have families in this room struggling with relationship problems. What God wants from us is for us to share, share in every way. When we give, we are able to share in all of the kinds of projects that God would have us to be blessed with. So I am asking you this morning to think about giving. Maybe that you need to give yourself this morning as we turn to the Lord, as we think about His invitation. You need to give yourself to be buried with Him, perhaps, in baptism. You need to give yourself in a renewal of a right relationship with God. There might be some way in which this invitation song would affect you, where you would want to respond to the Lord this morning. And so we invite you to do just that as we stand and as we sing.